We start on Daf Yudal Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Amu'ula. Kol HaKoreh Krishma V'lo Tefillin. If somebody says Krishma without Tefillin, it's Kilu Mei Eid Sheka Ba'atma. It's as if he's saying Eid Sheka Ba'atma. There's two pshatim. One pshat Ba'atma is in Hashem. Hashem told us to wear Tefillin, and that's part of what we say in the Krishma, and he's not doing it. Eid Sheka Ba'atma is in himself. Here the person is saying Krishma. In Krishma, he's mentioning Tefillin, and he's not doing it. Aram Chibar Abba Amar B'Yochanan, Kil Hikr Oil B'Lan Mincha. Somebody who says Krishma without wearing Tefillin is like someone who brought a carbon oil without the Mincha that's supposed to be brought along with it. V'Zavach or carbon Shlomim without B'Lan Nesachim, the Nesachim that is supposed to come along with it. There's a big question in the Mefarshim that asks, the Gemara uses such a strong expression of Kilumei Eidesheka Ba'atma. If somebody is saying Krishna without feeling as if he's saying false testimony. So what's the Gemara adding by saying Hikrav Oyle B'loi Mincha V'Zevach B'loi Nesachim, which comparatively is not as significant? So there's a lot of pshatim. I'll tell you a pshat that I was thinking of. Let's say somebody wants to say Krishna. Of course, the right way of saying Krishna is to wear your tefillin. But he doesn't have his tefillin available to him. He wakes up late, and by the time he put on tefillin, he'll miss his Zman Krishma. So the halacha is that somebody could bring his carbon today, and he could bring the nesachim 10 days later. So Gemara says like this: say Krishma with your tefillin. But if you missed it, just like if you brought the oil today, bring the oil, and you'll bring the nesachim 10 days later. Don't miss Krishma. At least kaparain the Krishma. Continues the Gemara. If somebody wants to do proper Ol Machas Shemayim, Yifna, he should try to go to the bathroom, V'yitel Yodav, and wash his hands, V'yiniach Tefillin, then put on Tefillin, V'yikat Krishma, and then say Krishma V'yispalu. The Mefarshim point out that tzitzis are not mentioned, because here we're talking about Ol Machas Shemayim. Tefillin represents Ol Machas Shemayim. Tefillin Shayad means everything we do for Hashem. Tefillin Shorosh means that we are Meshabed our Neshama to Hashem. Tefillin Tzitzis is only to remind us of the mitzvahs, and therefore there's no reason to mention Tzitzis in this Gemara. V'zui Machus Shemayim Shleima, that is the real Machus Shleima. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chibar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol HaNifla, if somebody goes to the bathroom with Naitel Yodov, and then he washes his hands, a meniach tefillin, and puts on tefillin, the kaya krishma, and then he says krishma, umispalo, and then he davens, malol of a kosov, it's considered kilobonim mizbeach, as if he built a mizbeach, vikrov of carbon, the highest madregas. The ksiv, erchats from the kaya kapi, I wash, I cleanse myself, vasoiva as b'chach Hashem, and then it's as if I approach the mizbeach. Omle rova, lesova ma kilotovel. Maybe it's even a higher madrega. Maybe doing this is considered as if he already went to the mikveh. The ksiv erchetz min the koyoy. The pasuk says, I clean myself. The like ksiv erchetz kapi. The pasuk does not say that I clean my hands. I just clean my entire body. In other words, somebody following this pattern in the morning is as if he went to the mikveh. Amalei Ravina Larova. Ravina said to Rava, Chazi ma'ahai tsuvim rabbonon, dosim ma'arova. We found this Torah student that came from Etzisrova Omar. Somebody that doesn't have water to wash his hands, he should clean them. But offer is with sand, but tzror is with pebbles, or bekissens is with sticks. In other words, he should find something to clean his hands with. He's saying properly, because it doesn't say I wash with water. It says I cleanse my hand. The main point is that I should keep them clean. Call me the monkey. As long as I clean them, that's adequate. The Rav Chisda lied a man at the Mahada Amai B'Idin Tzlusa. Rav Chisda would actually curse somebody who would search for water when it comes time to daven. Because now's the time to daven, don't miss it. However, the Gemara says, V'hani mili l'krishma. When was this halacha said that you should rather skip washing your hands than miss krishma? So Rashi explains, because Krishma has a Zman. There's a Zman Krishma. And if you miss the Zman Krishma, you miss the Zman. Therefore, the Gemara says, don't look for water, just wash your hands. Just say Krishma. But the question is, but for Tefillah, you should say Tefillah first. So all the Mefarshim ask on Rashi the obvious question. We know that Tefillah also has a Zman. So why Taisus asking me, why are we only mentioning Krishma have a Zman? So the answer is very simple. Krishma, if you miss the Zman, there's no making up. Mashenkin Tefillah, there's a Zman to make up. If you don't daven Shacharis, you should daven Mincha. You could daven Mincha twice. That's why the Gemara says for Krishma, don't look for the water. For Tefillah, we're more machma. The Rabbeinu Yonah says the difference is like this. Krishma is a chiv deraisa. So you don't want you to miss a chiv deraisa. Tefillah is not a chiv deraisa, it's only a chiv derabanan. That's why we're not that machbid. Vat kama, how much should a person go to seek water? At parsa. Parsa is somewhere between 3 and 4 miles. Explains the Gemara, v'hani mililam kamei. If that's the direction you're traveling in anyway, so go look for water instead of missing washing it. Avla chure, if you have to walk backwards against the direction you're traveling, afil mil enuchayz, you don't have to travel a mil. A mil is somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 feet. However, mineo, what do we deduce from this? Milhu de enuchayz, you don't have to walk 3,000 to 4,000 feet. Av a pachsu mil, less than a mil. Chayzer, for that you should go even in the opposite direction from which you're traveling. And just to say a little halach lemaisa, because it's halach that people aren't always as careful as they should be. The halach is that before somebody davens, he should wash his hands. Or tefillos. Interesting, the Rambam paskins, we don't paskin that way, but the Rambam paskins that if somebody doesn't wash his hands, he has to daven over. We don't paskin that way, that the Mishnah Berurah says we don't paskin that way, but certainly a person should do everything in his ability to wash his hands. Nowadays it's no big deal to wash his hands. The halachas, however, that apply to Negelvasser do not apply to this washing. That means you don't have to wash your hands 6 times, and you don't necessarily have to use a cup. And Rav Moshe says, very interesting, the Tshuvas, in Digros Moshe. Rav Moshe says that, you know, usually there's a big shaila, let's say you wash your hands for eating. So it's a big shaila to wash in a bathroom, if you're allowed to wash your hands in a bathroom. And the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to be makbet to dry your hands. You only make the bracha of al nekila shadayim when you dry your hands. Here the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to dry your hands. So Rav Moshe says, since we see that the Shulchan Aruch is not as makbet on washing your hands for tefillah as it does for other places, here certainly you can wash in a bathroom. That means if somebody davens by work and there's no sink, it's better to wash your hands in the bathroom than not to wash your hands, especially we who have so many hours between tefillah, and it's very likely we touch some concealed part of our body, we should certainly wash our hands.
It's interesting, between mincha and ma'ariv.
Right.
So if you wash for mincha,
you don't have to.
And you had a shear in the middle,
you should wash again.
Because
you weren't doing anything. Zok the Mishnah. Hakar Shema. Somebody said the Shema v'lo shmei l'oznoi. But he pronounced it, but he didn't hear what he said. Yotzer. He was Yotzer. He has to hear what he says. Continues the Mishnah. Karav lo digdig b'shiyaseh. He said it, but he did not pronounce the words properly. Rav Yosi amar Yotzer. Rav Yosi, here he says, you were Yotzer the mitzvah. Rav Yehuda amar lo Yotzer. You were not Yotzer the mitzvah. Hakar l'mefreyah. If somebody read it backwards. So we already spoke about this. Backwards does not mean that you said the words backwards, because the Torah Evan says saying the words backwards means nothing. It means, right, backwards means saying the psukim backwards. So even though you said the whole psukim, but if you said them backwards, lo yotza, you weren't yotza. What do you have to do? You have to read it. You have to say it over. Where do you have to start? So the halacha is you have to start from where you skipped. You have to start from where you skipped and say it in the right order. And that's the next halacha. Kar v'tah, if you made a mistake, yachs l'makom shetah, you have to go back to the place that you made the error by. The halacha is, however, like this. Let's say somebody said all 3 parashiyos of Krishma, v'hafta, v'hayim shemaya, and v'yoymer. And he realizes that he made a mistake in v'hayim shemaya. So he has to go back to where he made a mistake, in v'hayim shemaya. But if he said v'hafta and v'yoymer properly, those he doesn't have to repeat. Even though at the end of the day it's going to come out he didn't say it in the proper order, since we learned the each paragraph by itself, the order is not ma'akev. If you didn't say it in the proper order, it's okay. So therefore, you should only repeat the one that you made the mistake in. So Rabbi Yossi started our Mishnah with a halacha that if somebody said the Krishna but did not hear what he said, he isn't Yotzer. My tam de Rav Yossi. What is the reasoning for Rav Yossi? Shum deksef shma. Because the pasuk says the word shma. What does that mean? Hashmei la'aznecha. Your ear should hear mashata moitzim epicha. In other words, your ear should hear what you pronounce. Now, the Tanakam and our Mishnah disagree. Why did Tanakam disagree? Because he says, what's the definition of Shema? B'chol Lashon Shata Shemei. In any language that you understand, that's the definition of Shema. But it does not mean that you have to hear. Where does Rabbi Yossi know that you could say Shema in any language? Rabbi Yossi Tarat Shema Minah. He learns both halachas from the word Shema. Both the halacha that you have to hear and the halacha that it's kosher in any language. Begins the Gemara. Tanan Hossam. We know that there's a halacha of truma. The halacha of truma is from produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael, one has to remove truma and give it to the kohen. Like any mitzvah, before you do the mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha before you take off the truma. So the Mishnah says in Masech the Trumas, Tanan Hossam. If you have somebody who has the ability to speak, but he's deaf, he can't hear. He should not be a person to take off the truma. Why should he not take off the truma? Because he has to make the bracha, and he can't hear the bracha. However, the Mishnah paskins, Vim Torum, if he did it, Shumas truma. But the Yevit, after the fact, it's okay. That's the Mishnah. So what we're going to try to do, and we're going to spend Amud Gemara, is working with these various halachas and see if who is the Tana of the various halachas. Begins the Gemara. Man Tana, who is this Tana that says the cheresh amidab ve'en shemeya, that somebody could speak and not hear? So the Mishnah says the eved in, but the eved after the fact it's okay. L'chatchila loy, but l'chatchila, if that's not the preferable way, who is that Tana? Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Yosi. So Rav Chisda says it must be Rav Yosi. Why? Rav Yosi of our Mishnah. That man, why did we just learn in our Mishnah? It said in our Mishnah, Hakar Shema V'lo Yishmi L'Oznoi. If somebody said the Shema, but he didn't hear the words, Yotza. And the Gemara has Divrei Rav Yehuda. It's interesting. Tosfos points out there is no Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah at this point in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda is only introduced later in the Mishnah. But Tosfos says, since we find that in the second part, the person who disagrees with Rav Yossi is Rav Yehuda, it must be that in the beginning of the Mishnah, it also, even though the Mishnah did not identify it, it must mean that it's Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda is the one that says that if you don't hear, it's okay. And the Gemara is learning now what is Pshat in the Tanakhama, what is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, even Lechatchila, it's okay. Rabbi Yossi, Yoyim Elo Yotze. Rabbi Yossi, as we learned, says that you're not Yotze if you don't hear. Explains the Gemara. At Kanloi Kam Rabbi Yossi Lo Yotze. You know where Rabbi Yossi says that if you can't hear, you're not Yotze. In our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is talking about Krishma. Elagabe Krishma. Which is very severe because we're dealing with a deraisa. I have a truma, but truma, which is not a deraisa, the only concept of truma, what there is to hear and why you have to hear is because of bracha, and the concept of making bracha is drabonon. It's only with drabonon that you make brachas, and Rashi explains what's the proof that it's drabonon. So Rashi says this is the way Pnei Yeshua explains Rashi. Because since you only have to make a bracha before you did the mitzvah, let's say somebody did a mitzvah. Let's talk about our thing, truma. Let's say somebody already took off the truma. Then he can't make the bracha anymore. Explains Rashi, if brachas were the raisa, if there was a chiv to make a bracha, what's the difference if you did the mitzvah or not? You have to make the bracha. So it's a rai that brachas only drabonim. Furthermore, this is the way Kiveg explains the Gemara, the loy b'bracha talim milsa. The mitzvah is not totally, the mitzvah doesn't hang on the bracha. That means you could do the mitzvah, you could have done the mitzvah perfectly, taking off the truma, even though you didn't make a bracha. So we see that the bracha is not essential to the mitzvah. Since the bracha is not essential to the mitzvah, it's a raya that the bracha is only midrabanan. So that's why even Rabbi Yossi, who's machmer in our Mishnah, and says that if you don't hear the Shema, you're not Yossi, by truma, he'll be makel, but the yevet, it's okay. That's how the Gemara wants to learn now. I just want to tell you a very interesting thing I saw from Rav Chanan Wasserman. Rav Chanan Wasserman says that here we see like this. Why is the bracha not essential? Because it's only drabon. What's going to be the halacha if the bracha is deraisa? Then if you didn't make the bracha, you missed the mitzvah. That's how the Gemara is learning now. Where is a bracha deraisa? A bracha deraisa is by Birchas HaTorah. The chiv of Birchas HaTorah is the chiv deraisa. So it's relevant to this Shabbos. Parsha Zocha. Let's say somebody wakes up very late. It's not relevant to anybody here. But let's say somebody wakes up very late and he runs to shul. And he comes to shul and they're up to Parsha Zocha. And he wants to hear Parsha Zocha. But he didn't make Birch Satayra yet. If the bracha is on Torah's deraisa, and he missed the bracha, so then the Torah is not—he's not yoytze talmud Torah, because if the bracha is deraisa, it's essential to the mitzvah, and he would have to hear.
But that's a din in kriyas haTorah, not talmud Torah.
No, kriyas haTorah, you can't listen to Torah without the bracha. That's pshat what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why was the second base of Mikdash destroyed? They didn't make a Birch Satayra, which is of course an Aveira, but why is it such a serious Aveira? Because Birch Satayra is a Birch Deraisa, and when you don't have a Birch Deraisa, then even the learning that you do afterwards is not Talmud Torah. So it came out that they never learned. That was the Aveira of Shloi Baruch Torah Tchila.
When you hear Parsha Zocha, you have to be Mechavim to be Yoitza with the Baruch, and the one that makes the Baruch to be Mechavim.
Right, because that's the Birch Satayra. So continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi here asked the Gemara, who says that we have to explain the Mishnah Masechta Trumas as Rabbi Yosi, Dilma Rabbi Yehuda? I'll explain that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and not like we just explained Rabbi Yehuda a moment ago. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bekrishma Lechatchilo you could say without hearing it. Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold Rabbi Krishna Nami. Rabbi Yehuda will only hold the Eved if he after the fact it's okay Lechatchilo Loi, and the same thing he'll hold by Truma. He'll always hold the Lechatchila you should hear it, and by the Eved it's okay if you didn't. Teda, I'll bring you a proof that that's the right way to learn. The Ketanim, because what does our Mishnah say? Hakayre. To teach us, the Mishnah says somebody did it. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even after the fact, Rabbi Yosi is saying, you're not Yoitza. The Rabbi Yehuda, because if you're going to say it's Rabbi Yehuda, afil lechatchila nami yotza, we're going to say lechatchila even yotza. So now what are we saying? But my kimta, we're saying now that they're going according to Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi is saying by krishma even lechatchila it's no good, even by the Eved it's no good, and by truma it's only lechatchila no good, and Rabbi Yehuda always says it's good even lechatchila. That's where we're up to. Rabbi Yehuda says even lechatchila you don't have to hear. And Rabbi Yosi makes a difference between Krishma, which is the Raisa, where even with the Eved it's not good, and by Truma it's only not good with the Eved, it's only not good Lechatchila. That's what we're up to. Ask the Gemara, we have another Raisa. Behold the Tanya. It says, Lo Yivarach Adam Birch Samazon Beliboy. A person shouldn't say Birch Samazon Beliboy, then Birch Yotza. Now, the way we're learning the Gemara now, it doesn't line up with anybody. It won't work with Rabbi Yosi and it won't work with Rabbi Yehuda. Explain it to Gemara. Because if Rabbi Yehuda, we just finished explaining Rabbi Yehuda Amal Chatchila Nami Yotza, the Yehuda holds you never have to hear. Here it says it's only good after the fact. Then Birech Yotza. If you're going to tell me it's going to Rabbi Yosi by Doraisis, Krishma is a Doraisa, says the Yevra doesn't work. Birch Samazin is a Doraisa. So how could this price say it works for the Eved? E Rabbi Yosi the Eved Damiloi. El my Rabbi Yehuda. So we're back to where we started, and we have to say Rabbi Yehuda holds the Eved in Lechatchila Loi. So now we're changing. And now we're up to, at this point, Rabbi Yehuda holds Lechatchila Krishma has to be said out loud. That's what he's going to hold by Truma. That's what he's going to hold by Birch Samazin. And all of these Mishnais go with Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi holds but the Eved, at least certainly by the Raisa, and maybe even by the Rabbanan, it doesn't work. Ask the Gemara, we have another Braisa. El Hada Tani Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, Cheresh HaMadav Ve'en HaShomeya, somebody that could speak and not hear, Tarm L'Chatchila. She could do it L'Chatchila without, even though he can't say it out loud. The way we're learning the Gemara now, it doesn't work with anybody. It doesn't work Loi Rabbi Yehuda V'Loi Rabbi Yosi. Why? Because if Rabbi Yehuda, we just finished explaining Rabbi Yehuda only holds the Eved it's good, Lechatchila Loi. And now that price says even Lechatchila you don't have to hear it. If you want to try to say Rabbi Yosi certainly won't work, because here it says even the Eved Lami Loi. So El Rabbi Yehuda, we'll go back. And we're going to say now, Vafilah Lechatchila, that Rabbi Yehuda holds even Lechatchila you don't have to hear. But now we have a question. If Rabbi Yehuda says Lechatchila you don't have to hear, so our Mishnah will work, the Mishnah Tshuma will work, the Mishnah by Birch Samazon will work, but the last Braisa won't work, because the last Braisa says that you, even Lechatchila you don't have to hear. Answers the Gemara v'lo kasha. Had the day, one is his own shita, his own position. Had the rabbi, he wanted the position of his rebbe. That's not. Rabbi Yehuda Aim Mishum Rabbi Lozman Azariah. Rabbi Lozman Azariah was Rabbi Yehuda's rebbe. He says, Hakar Shema Tzorach Shishmi Lozman. Somebody says the Shema should hear it. Shinemar, as we explained at the beginning of this Gemara, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You're supposed to hear. Amalei Rameya asks Rameya, what do you have to hear? Hareyu Oimer, the pasuk in the Shema says, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, that Hashem commands us today, Al Levavcha, you should put it on your heart. So you don't have to say it, it's enough that you just think about it. Acha Kavonas Alev Heinan Dvarim, all you need to do is to think. So now we're okay. The man, the Omer that says that you don't have to say it out loud, will be Rameya. So now the Gemara says, Hashta Dostis Lahachi, now we could have Rabbi Yehuda agreeing with his Rebbe. A few time Rabbi Yehuda Karebi Sfirlei. Rabbi Yehuda will agree with his Rebbe, the Lechatchili should say it, but the Evid, it's okay if you didn't. V'loi Kasha, the Braisa that says the Lechatchila, you don't have to say, will go according to Rabbi Meir. Her Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa that says Lechatchila in, but the Evid Loi, will be Rabbi Yehuda. So the way we line it up is like this. Rabbi Meir will hold that even Lechatchila you don't have to say it. And that will be Pshat in the last member of Rav Shimon Pazi that I'm Medav Venishmeya Torim Lechatchila. That will be Rameya. The Braises in the Mishnayis that say Lechatchila you should hear, but the Evid not, will be Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And Rabbi Yoitzi will hold that even with the Evid, if you didn't hear, it's not good. Tanan Hossam. There's a Mishnah Masechta Megillah. The Mishnah Masechta Megillah says Hakel Ksharim Likrus Megillah. Everybody is allowed to learn the Megillah, Chutz Mecheresh Shoit Vekotten. Except the Cheresh is somebody who can't, will speak soon, somebody can't hear. Shoit is a fool. The cotton is a minor. Rabbi Yehuda machsh b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says that a cotton is kosher to lay in the Megillah. So Tosfos explains what kind of cotton are we talking about. We're not talking about a cotton that isn't of age of chinuch, a very young child, because he has no chiyuv. So how could somebody who has no chiyuv be mighty somebody who has a chiyuv? Tosfos says that we're talking about a child who is already of age, that you have to be mechanechim, so he has a chiyuv to hear the Megillah, so he can be mitzvah an adult that also has a chiyuv. So ask Tosfos, so why does the Tanna Kamma hold that a cotton is not good? So Tosfos has a beautiful pshat. A cotton has two drabonans. First of all, that Megillah is a drabonan, and number two, that he's a cotton, the chinuch is drabonan. A gadol only has one drabonan, a Megillah. Somebody who has two drabonans cannot be mitzvah somebody who only has one drabonan. Continues the Gemara. This Mishnah says, Kahakl Ksherim, Chutz Mecherishat V'Kotten. Man Tana, Cherish the Yevon Namiloi. Who's the man Domin that says that even a Cherish is not qualified? Am Rav Masna, Rav Yossi. It's our Rav Yossi that we just learned in our Mishnah. We explained the Nana Kares Shmavloi Shmila Oznoi Yotza Divi Rav Yehuda Rav Yossi Amelo Yotza. Ask the Gemara, Memaid Rav Yossi, he who tells me to explain this Mishnah that's going according to Rav Yossi. And the Mishnah will hold the Evid Namiloi, that even with the Evid, if you said the, if you read the Megillah and you couldn't hear, you're not Yotze, Dimma Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And what is the Mishnah teaching us? L'chatchilu loy. The L'chatchilu, you shouldn't read the Megillah. Had the Evid Shapadami. With the Evid, it's okay. So the Gemara says, Loy Sakadatach. It doesn't make sense to explain that Mishnah that way. Because the Mishnah puts the cherish in the same category, cherish in the same category, dumi the shayt v'katan. Now, ma shayt v'katan, we're not going to make a difference between a diyevet and a chatchila. They're totally possible. Ma shayt v'katan, diyevet namiloi, av cherish diyevet namiloi, I won't let him say it diyevet. Who's the man d'omer that says it's not kosher b'diyevet? Rabbi Yossi. So I'm going to explain that mishnah, masecht migil, is going contra Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Gemara, what are you saying? V'dilma ha'kadisa v'ha'kadisa. Everybody is their own category. What does that mean? A cherish will be kosher b'di'evid and not good l'chatchila. A shayta of a cotton won't even go good b'di'evid. But just because a shayta and cotton aren't good b'di'evid, does that mean that a cherish is a good b'di'evid? Everybody has their own din. Ask the Gemara, why are we doing this? Because then we could have that the ratio of the Mishnah would be going like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, we just finished explaining in the previous Gemara, also holds L'chatchila, he shouldn't, but the Yevri is okay. But ask the Gemara, mi matz lok mekri Yehuda. How can we explain that the Reish is going to, like Rabbi Yehuda, for Hamidik Tani Sefer? What did it say in the Sefer? Rabbi Yehuda machsh bekotten. In the Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda is introduced. What does that mean? That the Reish wasn't Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda was explaining the Reish, the Mishnah should have begun with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda only comes in the second part of the Mishnah. Mechlal the Reish la Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, that proof is not conclusive. V'delma kula Rabbi Yehuda hi. I really tell you that the whole Mishnah is going Rabbi Yehuda. The trait gavni cotton, and there's two categories of cotton, the chsuri mechzer v'hachatan, and you have to read words into the Mishnah and learn like this. Hakol kasherim likras es megillah. Rabbi Yehuda is talking to us, and he's telling us that everybody's kosher to say the megillah chutz mecher shoyt v'cotton, except the cher shoyt v'cotton who are not good l'chatchila, who are not good. But medvar mum, what cotton is not good even b'di'evid? The cotton shlo yigil l'chinuch. A cotton that's very young, that it does not chiv chinuch. Avil cotton shegiel chinuch, but if the cotton is already older, avil chilchat chil kosher, then he could read the Megillah for us. Dir Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda machsh v'cotton. So Tosfos asked the obvious question. We started the Gemara very simple to explain that the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, is going according to Reb Yosi. Now we're trying to add words into the Mishnah. We're doing all sorts of acrobats to explain the Mishnah. Why do we do that? So Tosfos explains, since the Mishnah goes according, since we're going to have the Gemara that we pass in the Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, we would like that the Mishnah Masechta Megillah should come out according to the way the Halach is, and the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. I just want to point out, there's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says here, what is the age of Chinuch? Kegoyim ben Teisha ben Esra, a 9 or 10 year old. Where do we find a 9 or 10 year old? So Rashi says, because of Masechta Yuma, we find that a child that's 9 or 10 years old, you should start training him to fast on Yom Kippur. Rashi is very interesting. There it's talking about fasting. Here we're talking about Megillah. But it seems that Rashi holds that the age of Chinuch for Kol HaTorah Kula is 9 or 10 years old. The Rabbeinu Yoyin and most Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They hold that every mitzvah, is it? You have to look at every mitzvah. No, it's the fast is more difficult, so the child has to be 9 or 10 years old. When it comes to something like Megillah, a child that's 7 can also go to Megillah Lane. And that's the way we paskin, that as soon as the child is old enough to come to shul and he won't disturb, he should come to hear the Megillah. Continues the Gemara, the first wide line. B'maya Kimta, we explain that we're explaining the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying the Eved in, that the Eved, it's okay if you didn't hear, l'chatchil aloy if you didn't hear. Ask the Gemara the same question we had on the previous Gemara. El haratan Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon Pazi, cheresh v'hamadab v'enu shemeya, if you have somebody who can hear, who can speak and not hear, toim l'chatchil. He's okay even l'chatchil. Now man, loy Rabbi Yehuda v'loy Rabbi Yosi. Because even Rabbi Yehuda was saying, agrees that l'chatchila, such a person shouldn't do mitzvahs. And that man, Domus, says, Rabbi Shimon Pazi says, even l'chatchila. Loi Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi Rabbi Yosi. Because Rabbi Yehuda, the Eved in, l'chatchila loi. Rabbi Yosi, even the Eved, nami loi, he holds it's not good. So who will Rabbi Shimon Pazi work with? Elamai Rabbi Yehuda. We have to change our explanation of Rabbi Yehuda and say that Rabbi Yehuda holds, v'fil l'chatchila nami loi. That Nami, he can say even he doesn't hear. Ask the Gemara if that's going to be the case. Al Haratanya Leivarch on the Brich Samozin Beliboy. Somebody shouldn't say Brich Samozin not out loud. Mebirich Yotza. Mani, who is that going to work with? It won't work like Rabbi Yehuda, and not of our understanding of Rabbi Yehuda now, and not our understanding of Yossi. Because if Rabbi Yehuda was saying now, Homel Chatchil Nami could say it. And that Brisa says only with the Evid it's good. Rabbi Yossi. We know Rabbi Yosi holds a fill of the Yavid Nami Loi. Answer the Gemara, I'm going to explain it to Rabbi Yehuda. The fill of Chatchila Nami, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Chatchila, you don't have to hear. We have a question from the Brisa Birch Samozin that does make a difference between Chatchila and the Yavid. For like Kasha, Hod Day, Hod Rabbi. He says, even Chatchila, you don't have to hear. His Rebbe makes a difference. His Rebbe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah makes a difference between lechatchila and b'diyevet. The Tanya, our Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, hakayer shema tzorich. Tzorich means it's the right thing to do, but it's not essential. She is shmi lo'oznoi, shema Yisrael. But if you didn't, it's okay. Omle Rameya, Rameya disagrees in Rav Elazar ben Azarya. Harei oima shenoich mitzavcha hayoim al levavcha. It's on your heart. Ach kvanas alev hedvar. All you have to do is just concentrate. So what do we have here? Rav Elazar ben Azarya saying there's a difference between lechatchil and b'diavad. Rameya is saying even lechatchil you don't have to hear. Explains the Gemara, like we said previously. Hash dos slachi. When we're up to this point, we could say like this. I feel a time Rabbi Yehuda k'Rabbi Svirlei. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his Rabbi Rav Elazar ben Azarya. V'loy kasha, ha-Rabbi Yehuda ha-Rameya. Let's explain. The braisa that says that makes a difference between lechatchil and b'diavad will be Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. The braisa that says it's even good lechatchila will be Rameya. And Rabbi Yossi, like we said before, will hold that even b'diavad it's not good if you didn't hear. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Sheila. Halach Rav Yehuda, that is the halacha, Shom Mashum Rav Elazar ben Azarya. That there's a difference between Lechatchila v'diyevet. And Rav Chizda said one more line, Halach Rav Yehuda. So the question is obvious. If we say Halach Rav Yehuda, Shom Mashum Rav Elazar ben Azarya, then why do you have to say Halach Rav Yehuda? Or just say Halach Rav Yehuda and don't say Shom Mashum Rav Elazar ben Azarya, but why does he have to say both? Answers the Gemara v'tzricha. He had to make both statements. Vieshmin halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Had we only said halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, have min afil lechatchila. I would make the mistake, which the Gemara made twice today. Rabbi Yehuda says that even lechatchila you don't have to hear. K'mash mlon, that what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? He holds like Elazar ben Azarya. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, shem mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. That it's only okay b'di'evid, not lechatchila. V'yashmin halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, shem mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. So then the Gemara asked the obvious question. So just say that Rabbi Yehuda says like Elazar ben Azarya, don't say more. Have a minute tzorich ve'loy takana. I would say that tzorich, and there's nothing you can do even b'di'evid. K'mash b'lan, the b'di'evid, it's okay. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, the b'di'evid, if you didn't hear it, it's okay. Continues the Gemara. So, and that is the halacha. Before we go further, that is the halacha. That by krishma, the lechatchila should say it, that you should hear. But if you didn't hear, as long as you... But, I want to say something very important that the Mishnah Berurah points out. You have to say it. Thinking it is certainly not enough. You have to say it. Hearer is lav kedibur dami. You have to say it. Just if you didn't say it loud enough that you should hear it, that's good enough. I saw a very interesting shaila this morning from the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim asks, it could be a question. Let's say you're davening in a shul with a huge crowd. Thousands of people davening in the shul, and you say the krishma in your regular tone. You're not saying it. You're not being maharit. You're not whispering. But in your regular shul, in the shul where you would daven normally, it would be very audible. But in this shul, where it's such a loud noise, such a rash, you can't hear yourself. Are you yoytz del chatchil de gemitzvonat? Because we're passing now, lechatchil you should hear. So, the raya of Ishmael Gemara that you're not, because here the Gemara keeps on talking about a cheresh hamadaber, then a shemaya. He's speaking a good voice. Hamadaber means he has a great voice. He may be a chazan, but what's the problem? He can't hear. So it's not dependent on your saying. It's dependent on your hearing. And therefore, lechatchila, you should say it loud enough to hear.
Here he can also hear.
Now here he can hear.
Not if it's a loud crowd. But he can.
If you hear yourself, it's fine. But if you don't hear yourself, pashtus you're not yet.
But the cheresh doesn't have the potential to hear.
That's right.
Oh, you have somebody come with that. Yeah. The cheresh has a potential. You hear, you have the potential. It's just the noise around.
The
chatchil of the Kaf HaChaim says you should hear yourself and should say it louder. The bigger the crowd, the louder you should say it. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef machloikis b'krishma. This machloikis is regarding krishma. Av b'shamitz is regarding other mitzvahs. Tiri hakol yotzo. You're not yoitz if you don't hear. Tiksiv, haskeis u'shma Yisrael, pay attention. Meisvei, ask the Gemara a question from a b'raisa. It says in a b'raisa, lo yivarach adam b'rich samozin, believe boy, a person shouldn't say b'rich samozin in his heart, and b'rich yitzah. So we see b'rich samozin is other mitzvahs, and it is okay if you didn't hear it. El yitma hoch yitma. Om Rav Yosef, machloikis b'krishma. This conversation we're having today is regarding krishma. Why? Because in krishma, there are all the specific words, tiksiv shma Yisrael. Avashah mitzvahs, regarding all other mitzvahs, the Rehakli Yotso, ask the Gemara b'ktziv, haskeis l'shma Yisrael, that you should pay attention, and so the Gemara, how would the Retorik says? So Rashi says, what does that mean? That haskeis l'shma Yisrael, Rashi, Pasha Pshat says, that by Divrei Torah, you have to put effort. Haskes means concentrate. Put effort into your learning. But the Pnei Yeshua says that no. Rashi also will agree that for the Torah you have to speak him out. And that's why the halacha is that to make, if you want to learn, let's say you wake up in the morning, you don't want to get out of bed. So you can't watch Nagavasi, you didn't say Birch Satira. So you can't learn out loud. But to be Maharu Divrei Torah, you could be Maharu. Because Divrei Torah is only considered Divrei Torah when you speak him out. The Gra disagrees. The Gra says that even for hearer, you should make Birch Satira.
Then you have Rabbi Karela's question about the Tarsimale.
Because it's not hearer.
Hearing.
Oh, but there it's Shema Yikaina. Parsha Zachar doesn't go with hearer. Parsha Zachar goes with Shmei Ka'ina, and Shmei Ka'ina is not, the Ofner Taisus is not hearer. Shmei Ka'ina is like speaking. Karav Lo Dikduk B'Zisa. The Mishnah said if you didn't pronounce, you weren't careful with the Dikduk. Amar Tavi Amar B'Yosef Alach Kedivri Shneim Lachol. If you weren't careful, but the Yavet it's okay. V'Yamar Tavi Amar B'Yosef Ma'idik Siv Sholosh Heino Loitz Bana. There are three things that are never satisfied. Shol is the grave. Voitz Rechem is the womb. And the Pasuk in Mishlei continues, the earth is never satisfied, it never gets enough water. Ask the Gemara, the Chimani Inyan Shol Etzarachim, what's the connection between the grave and the womb? Eloim Lok, Ma Rechim, the womb, Machnes, it absorbs the semen, or Maitzi, and it expels, it gives out a child, gives birth to a child. Af Shol, the grave, Machnes, takes in the dead person, or Maitzi, but it will Chis Meis. And the Gemara continues with a kavachoyim. The loy dvarim kavachoyim. On my rechem, shmechnisim by b'chashoy, the semen is penetrated privately. Maitzimene b'koyle koylus. When a child is born, it comes out crying. Shol, shmechnisim by b'koyle koylus. The grave, when somebody is unfortunately put into the grave, there's crying, there's screaming. And a din, shmechnisimene b'koyle koylus. Certainly, tchias amesim will be with great call. The kan tshuva, from here we have an answer. Loyim ain't tchias amesim in the Torah. Here we see there will be tchias amesim. Continues the Gemara. It's a very interesting thing. Let's just say an introduction. We say the Parsha of Krishma. In the Parsha of Krishma, there are instructions. It says, the mezuzahs should be put on the doorpost. The tefillin should be on your hand, on your head. So when you say it, do you have to say the instructions, or you only have to say the mitzvah? The Gemara says, everything has to be said. I feel it's supposed, even the instructions. Uksav tam. It has to be a complete saying. Omlai the Omlachmani. Who's the one that told you? Rabbi Yehudi. The Omagab is Soitus. By Soitus, we know the parasha of Soitus is that if a woman is suspected by her husband that she did adultery, and he gave her the proper warning, when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, the kohen, he would bring her to the Beis Hamikdash, and the kohen would take a parsha from the Torah, write it on a cloth, then dissolve it in water, and she would drink it, and that would prove her innocent or her non-innocent. Damagav v'soyta olas kaisiv. By the soyta, you only write the curses. Tzavos, in the Torah, there is a whole list of instructions, ain't a kaisiv. V'hasim hudiksiv, because there it says, the cost of his elus elu, he should write down the curses. Avohach the ksiv, the ksaftem. Here it says the ksaftem. I feel it's far as name. It means you have to write the instructions. Ask the Gemara. At the time, Rabbi Yehuda mishum the cost of the kasev. Is Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning because it says the word the kasev? Time Rabbi Yehuda mishum the ksiv olus, because over there it says the word olus, the curses, and I learned olus in savas loy. Dafka the curses, not the instructions. So why should I say different? Answers the Gemara, it's true. I would say it's different. Because if not for the word the ksaftem, which teaches us that you have to say the instructions, sakadat chamina nail ksiv ksiv mahosam, I should learn exer shava from soita to krishma. And I would say, mahosam oilus in tzavos lov, you only write the curses, not the instructions. Af hakanami, I should say tzavos lo kosov, you don't write the instructions. That's why. Because Rachmana v'ksaftem, the Torah writes the word v'ksaftem, ksaftam afil tzvos. Tani Ravavadi kamei derava v'lemaratem. The pasuk says v'lemaratem in the parashas Krishma shilamutcha tam. You have to be careful to pronounce the word carefully. Sheitin revat ben advekim. You should be give space between words that are similar. And the Gemara right away gives examples. Ani Ravi Basrei. Rava gave examples. Kagon al levavcha. So the word al ends with a lamed. and the word levavka begins with a lamed. So it's very common that if you're not careful, that the two words you'll only say one lamed or alavavchem b'chol levavka b'chol levavka b'chol levavchem esa b'satcha b'varta mehero hakana psil eschem eretz. In these places where the last letter of one word and the first letter of the next word are the same, you have to be very careful. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Kama bar Chanina. Kol HaKayri Krishma. Somebody says Krishma. Amar Dadek Bas Yisrael is careful to pronounce it properly. Mitzana Lo Gehenim. Even if he goes to Gehenim, it'll be called off. Shinemar. Before Hashad and Malachim, as kings speak, Tishalik V'Tzalmon. They are white, they will be white. It's a difficult pasuk, but the explanation is Atikra Beforish, not spread out, El Beforish, when they speak out. Atikra B'Tzalmon, El B'Tzalmovis, the shadow of death. That somebody's a Gehenim, if he's Mefarish, what he says, he was careful to say Krishma carefully, then he Gehenim gets cooled off. So first of all, Tosfos gives some more examples of where you have to be careful in Krishma, which is Halach L'Maisa. Tosfos says, V'chora Af. So again, the last letter is Hey, and the first letter is Aleph. So you have to be very careful not to say V'cheirif, because V'cheirif means that you're cursing Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. Another example is anywhere where it says Aleph at the beginning of the word, which is again not a strong pronunciation, you have to be careful to pronounce it. One more example Tosfos gives is Laman Tisgaru. You say with a Zayin, not with a Sin, because it would sound Laman Tisgaru, that you're saying it that you should get Schar, you should get reward. And of course, we're not allowed to say Shema, we're not allowed to do a mitzvah in order to get reward. I want to say one more word. The Gemara says that if somebody is careful to pronounce Krishma properly, Mitzana Lo Gehenim. Gehenim gets cooled off. So why? Why does Gehenim get cooled off? So one pshat, the Beis Yosef says pshat, like this. If somebody says Krishma and is very careful to say every word and every letter properly, he has to exert himself. He gives off, when you exert yourself, when you use energy, you give off heat. So the heat that you gave off in this world will take care of some of the heat that unfortunately you may have to suffer in next world. Another pshat I saw is like this. What is the best antidote to heat? That means if something is boiling, what is the best antidote to something boiling? Time. Because if you give it time, it'll cool down. If somebody says Krishma and pronounces every word properly, he's spending more time in Krishma. So if he spent more time in Krishma, that's the antidote to the heat of Gehenna.
Oh, yeah. What time do we meet tomorrow?
We have 1 o'clock. I spoke to Steve Switzke.
So it's going to be 1:45.